Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
The Lord, praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our Father, our Maker, we want to thank you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for being our God. Thank you, Lord, for your protection over each and every one of us, for the miracles that you have been performing in our lives, several of which we are not even aware of. But in all, we just want to say thank you. Blessed be your holy name, Lord, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for all our previous meetings. Thank you for the release of your life-transforming word. We bless and honor you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray, Lord, that this day you will speak to us individually and collectively. That your word will inspire, your word will heal, your word will deliver, your word will draw us closer to you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Son. Thank you, Holy Spirit of the living God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It gives me great joy and pleasure to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Almighty God will give you a total turnaround for the better in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The title of my message this morning is No More Bending. And indeed there is no more bending concerning you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every situation of your life that are bent double, the Almighty God will strengthen them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Luke chapter 13, I'm reading from verse 10 to 17. It's an anchor passage. He said, now he was teaching in one of the synagogue on the Saturday, and behold, there was a woman who had the spirit of infirmity 18 years and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Somebody is loosed this day from that infirmity in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Every form of infirmity that have held you bound, the Almighty God will release you from them this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 13 says, and he laid his hands on her. And immediately she was made straight and glorified God. The Almighty God will make you straight in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Everything that has become crooked in your life, the Almighty God will straighten them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Verse 14 says, but the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, there are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, hypocrite, does not each one of you on Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead it away to water it? So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it? For 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath. And when he has said this thing, all the adversaries were put to shame. All your adversaries shall be put to shame in the mighty name of Jesus. And the multitude rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, there are passages that we read. There are key things I want us to take away. Number one thing that I want you to know is that you do not neglect the fellowship. If this woman had not gone to the synagogue on that day, she would not have received her healing. May you not be missing on the day of your miracle in the name of our Lord Jesus. Some go to church regularly, but on a particular day that God said, this is the day I want to visit my daughter, I want to heal my son, that person may not be around on that day. That will not be your own portion in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Whatever that want to distract you from receiving your miracle, the Lord Almighty God will remove them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The book of Psalm 27 verse 4 says, one thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Brothers and sisters, do not neglect the fellowship. Do not neglect the fellowship. The book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24, he says, and let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, so much the more as you see the day approaching. Brothers and sisters, let us not forsake the assembly, that go be a part of the fellowship. Attend the services, and the Almighty God will visit you as you do so, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing I want us to know is that do not let your situation be an excuse for you not to be in his presence. This woman had a very, very good reason not to be there. And that day, she had a very, very good reason. The Bible says she was bent over. She was bent over. She might have been going to the synagogue several times. Nothing has changed. She did not say, because it was difficult for me to walk, I cannot walk, I cannot walk fast, for that reason, I am not going. Brothers and sisters, that woman went. The book of Romans chapter 8, verse 38 and 39. It tells us, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor power, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ our Lord. Let nothing separate you. Do not continue to look for excuses not to be in the presence of God. Do not continue to look for excuses not to do the work of God. Brothers and sisters, that woman may receive a miracle because she was able to say that nothing whatsoever stopped me from being in the presence of my God. Another thing that I want us to know is that it was Jesus that saw her in the crowd. I decree and declare that during this season, the Almighty God will single you out for a special miracle in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. That woman was singled out by Jesus. You will be singled out for good this season in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible said, Jesus in verse 12 said, but when Jesus saw her, Jesus was the one that saw her and he attended to her needs. The Almighty God will single you out. The Almighty God will attend to your needs in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. I also want you to know that be rest assured that morning shall certainly come, no matter how long the night may be. Morning will come, no matter how long the night may be. The book of Psalm 30 verse 5 says, for his anger is for a moment, his favor is for life. He said, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Brothers and sisters, you might be weeping right now. You might be wondering what is happening. Where is God? I bring good news to you. Your God has not forgotten you. In the name of our Lord Jesus, there shall be joy for you in the morning. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Psalm 126, reading from verse 5 to 6. See, those who sow in tears shall reap in joy. You will reap in joy in the name of Jesus. See, you continually goes forth weeping. bearing seed for sowing, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. He will come back rejoicing. He will come back to give testimony of what God has done for you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Just like that woman, you too, you receive your healing in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. In that passage, again, we saw that Jesus once spoke to the woman. He said in that verse 12, he said, but when Jesus saw her, he called out to him and said to her, woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. And he laid his hand on her. The word go before the touching. Jesus spoke to her before the touching. The extent of the word of God you know, the extent of the word of God that you believe, the extent of the word of God that you act upon, determine the extent of your miracle. Brothers and sisters, let the word of God dwell richly in you. The word of God, the Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12, see, for the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of souls and spirit and of joint and of marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the heart. Brothers and sisters, you need the word of God. Let the word of God dwell richly in you, that God may perform his wonders in your life. The Bible tells us he says his word and he heals us of all our diseases. The word of God will perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. I also want us to know that the presence of your enemy does not deter Jesus from performing his wonders in your life. The enemies were there, but Jesus still performed wonder in the life of this woman. He was still able to heal that woman despite the opposition. In the book of Psalm 23 verse 5, he said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil. My cup run over. May you experience a run over anointing of God this season in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, let your focus be on Jesus. Despite that woman was surrounded by enemies, our Lord Jesus Christ performed his wonder in her life. May he perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I also want you to know that Jesus is ready to defend you. He's going to silence all your enemies completely in the name of Jesus. In the book of Isaiah 41 verse 10 to 11, he said, fear not, for I am with you. Be not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all those who are incensed against you shall be ashamed and be disgraced. They shall be as nothing, and those who strive with you shall perish. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Everyone striving with you, they shall perish. If they refuse to repent, they shall perish in the name of our Lord Jesus. You will not be ashamed. Everything that is bringing reproach and shame in your life, the Almighty God will remove them this day in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Because why you are a wonder? Jesus wants you to be a wonder. He tells us in Psalm 71 verse 7, he said, I have become as a wonder to many. You will be a wonder to many. He said, but you are my strong refuge. Verse 8 says, let my mouth be filled with your praise and with your glory all the day. Let your mouth be filled with the praise of God. Praise him at all times. And as you do so, the Lord will continue to perform his wonders in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, I want you to know that this woman was called the daughter of Abraham. She was called the daughter of Abraham. Can it be said that you are a daughter of Abraham? For it to be said that you are a daughter of Abraham, you need to give your life to Christ. Have you done so? Give your life to Christ this day. Accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And as you do so, the Almighty God will perform his wonders in your life. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, I come unto you this day. Forgive me my sins. Wash me of all my iniquities. And it is you I will serve all the days of my life. in Jesus' mighty name. Father, I thank you, Lord, for these your children that have given their lives. I say, have mercy upon them in the name of our Lord Jesus. Forgive them their sins in Jesus' mighty name. For everyone who have listened to this broadcast, the mighty hand of God will be upon you. The Lord will perform his wonders in your life. You will be celebrated. You will celebrate in the name of our Lord Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly in Jesus' name.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.